It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the 5th of the month, and we're glad that you're with us this morning. Happy New Week to you, and I hope that you all remembered to set your clocks back. We got an extra hour of sleep, and it appears that our numbers, well, sometimes on the weekend our numbers are a little lower anyway, but everybody didn't necessarily remember that. Maybe they got up early and got disappointed and went back to sleep. God is good. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be to come together and have worship. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now as we go into another day of creation that you have made, we pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know. Please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and as always, help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. For these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
lift up your head.
Our topic today is anger, passion, and revenge. Anger, passion, and revenge. My brothers and sisters, very, very important for us to understand that we've got to be Christians. You know one of my favorite songs? The words are, "Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus, not part of the day, but all day long, I would be like Jesus." We're watching these dramas, and they make days of our lives, and all my children, and as the world burns, I mean, as the world turns, look like child's play. Okay? These are real things. And remember our foundational scripture. Are you memorizing it, brothers and sisters? Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. It says, "Remember the former things of old." So God tells us, remember history. "For I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me." Then he says, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure." Brothers and sisters, God authenticates himself with prophecy, and prophecy, true prophecy, is very little understood by most Christians. And so we pick up where we left off yesterday in verse 6. It says, "And in the end of the years they shall join themselves together, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement." We talked yesterday about the wrong reason to get married. Marriage doesn't solve problems, brothers and sisters. It doesn't. It is given as a gift of God to help two people work for God in a more efficient way and a better way than they could work alone. That's why God puts people together. Yes, love is involved, my brothers and sisters, and a happy home must be involved. But the bottom line is that people get married for the wrong reason. And so many, many times, kings have people in royalty have, before this point and after this point, had marriages of convenience to tie nations together, and it never works. Okay? And so, my brothers and sisters, the king of the south, that particular daughter of Ptolemy. Remember, there were many Ptolemies and there were many Seleucias because they would have Seleucia the first, Seleucia the second, so on and so forth. And so there were many, many kings of the north and south going back and forth. We call these the Syrian Wars, okay, during the times of the Syrian Wars. But the king of the north would have been Syria. That would be north of Jerusalem and Palestine. And the king of the south would be Egypt and that region south of Jerusalem and Palestine, okay? And so, in this situation, the king, Antiochus, he was married to a woman named Laodice. Ptolemy demanded that he divorce his wife and marry his daughter in order to bring peace, and then he would stop fighting and they would have peace in the kingdom. That foolish man did so to his own demise. He got rid of his wife, Laodice, and her son, which was his legitimate wife and child, and then he married Berenice out of force and fear and intimidation. Brothers and sisters, don't be intimidated to get rid of your wife. Can we say amen? Don't be intimidated to get rid of your husband. It will not turn out well for you. And so, my brothers and sisters, what actually happened is, about 2 years after that point, here is this woman, Laodice, disgraced, angry, bitter. She wasn't killed or anything like that, but just disgraced, angry, and bitter, and all that anger fuming back in her during those years of embarrassment. And then after 2 years, Berenice, who had now married Antiochus, her daddy died. That Ptolemy died. He was Ptolemy Philadelphus. He died. And so Antiochus said, "Listen, I want my wife back." So he got rid of Berenice and her son and all their maids and all of that, and he brought Laodice back. Now, in his mind, he's thinking she's going to be all happy. She's back. She's queen. But brothers and sisters, she was angry. She was bitter. And history records she had him poisoned to death. what history records, brothers and sisters, and it happened. You can go look back to historical records written by atheists. It happened. The Bible says, remember the former things of old. You got to check history. For I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God told Daniel about Berenice, about Ptolemy, about Antiochus, about all of this family scandal hundreds of years before it actually happened, brothers and sisters. God is in control, okay? So notice what it said. We talked about this yesterday. The king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm. Laodice got her queenship back, and Berenice went into banishment. Neither shall he stand nor his arm. She had her weak husband poisoned, but she shall be given up, and they that brought her. Now, this is talking about Berenice again. She shall be given up, and they that brought her. Laodice had her, and after she killed her husband, poisoned her husband, she had Berenice killed. She had all Berenice's handmaids killed, and she also had Berenice's son killed. Now, in the proper interpretation, sometimes the scholars who King James hired didn't get everything quite right. So when they said in this verse, this is from yesterday, but she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but she shall be given up, and they that brought her, and he that begot her. That is more properly interpreted. The actual phrase should be the one she begat would be taken, and he that strengthened her. So whoever was supporting her, it could be Antiochus at that time, referring to him, because obviously he had some support for her, even though she was banished, so to speak, or at least removed from her queenship. That's Berenice, that is, when he got his wife Laodice back. And so the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is this is a proper rendition of what happened to Berenice and how Laodice killed her husband. And now you tell me if you've ever seen anything like that on Days of Our Lives or anything like that on As the World Turns. Have you seen anything like this in All My Children? No, you haven't, friends. Let me tell you something. You don't need to watch soap operas. The Bible is full of drama, okay? So look at verse 7. We'll look at verse 7, 8, and 9 today. It says, but out of a branch of her roots. Now, this is talking about the roots of Berenice, who has just been murdered. Out of a branch of her roots shall one stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north and shall deal against him and shall prevail. Brothers and sisters, this was fulfilled to the letter. Her brother, I'm assuming little brother, I'm not sure, but her brother, his name was Ptolemy III. He succeeded his father, Ptolemy Philadelphus, the one who died, who tried to get his daughter married off to Antiochus, remember him? And with burning revenge, he came, he raised a large army, and he came to revenge the death of his sister, avenge the death of his sister. And that happened in 246 BC. He invaded the territory of Syria, brothers and sisters, was able to conquer Laodice with her evilness to poison her husband and then to kill this woman who had disgraced her and taken her place. She ended up dying by the sword, brothers and sisters. She ended up being killed by that woman's brother who came and raised an army. Oh, we're talking about anger, passion, and revenge. That's why it's just best. A soft answer turneth away wrath. And we shouldn't be afraid, because fear, perfect love casteth out all fear. But it's just not worth all the drama that you could have just because you want to prove you're right. You know, people have died because they fought over a parking space. You see all kind of crazy stuff on YouTube. Shoot one another because they wanted that parking space and somebody else took that parking space. Brothers and sisters, we are in a crazy world, and you need to make sure that you have your control. Just because somebody cuts you off, don't be yelling at them. And they cut you off when you were driving and they pulled right in front of you, don't you be yelling at them. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know who they just hurt or what kind of argument they just got into. You know, my mind goes back to that deranged fellow in Minnesota who had an argument with his girlfriend, and because of that, things didn't go well for him. He drove his SUV through a parade. And you all saw that crazy circus of a court case where he defended himself. And the judge was often so patient. But the point being made, brothers and sisters, is we need to be calm people because you don't know who you're dealing with. And you need to be kind. My mind goes back to Brian Nichols. I used to live in the Atlanta area. Wasn't the Atlanta area, but in Georgia. This man, Brian Nichols, you can look him up. He was black and had a Caucasian girlfriend. We don't know what really happened, but she accused him of rape, and he was acquitted. But the judge at the acquittal stated that he did something weird with the system, and he, instead of letting the man go, he said, no, we're gonna call this a mock, we're gonna retry you. And so it caused that man to snap. He went back, overpowered a female deputy, took her gun, but because she hadn't, and this is what I'm talking about, how you treat people, because she had not treated him wrong, yeah, he disabled her. He kind of beat her down a little bit just to get out. Maybe took her keys or whatever, but he marched right back into that courtroom, shot that judge dead, shot his court reporter dead, walked out, and as he was on his way out of the court, those who had treated him nicely, he said, just hold up your hands, I'm going to take your gun, and he let them go. But those who had treated him with anger and disdain, he shot him. Brothers and sisters, he wasn't right in shooting them. He wasn't right in shooting the judge, even if the judge was prejudiced, even if the judge was wrong, even if the judge was, it was reported, I don't know how true this is, that this girl, her father was a Mason, and they were, the judge and the father were Masons together, and, you know, he was destined to make sure that, you know, Brian Nichols went to jail, so on and so forth. We don't know the truth of what really happened, but I do know this, he was acquitted by the jury, either acquitted or something was to happen where he should have been basically released. And then if they wanted to retry him, they could. But the judge stepped in and did something out of character that made him be retained in jail. And so the bottom line is how you treat people, brothers and sisters. Speak to people. Say hello to people. Be kind to people. It might save your life. Little did those deputies who were kind to him know that once he had more guns than they did, and he had the jump on them because they didn't have their hands on their gun, but he had them in their sight. That how little did they know that their lives depended on how they treated him, and those who treated him with disdain, how little did they know? Little did they know their lives, they would pay for it with their lives. Friends, again, that's not a justification. But brothers and sisters, treat people kindly. You just never know. You do reap what you sow, and it's best to be kind to people. At that time, you see, brothers and sisters, as we are reading this verse here, but out of a branch of her roots, one shall stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them, and shall prevail. Ptolemy avenged his sister, killed Laodice, killed her son, continued to conquer, and was pretty much at Babylon. And then the God who is dealing with all the balance of power, he knew that, okay, you got enough balance of power. You were my agent in revenging this evil that was done to your sister. So God allowed a sedition to arise back in Egypt, and he had to stop conquering, and he had to come back to Egypt. Let's see what happened when he came back. The Bible says in verse 8 and 9, and he shall carry also captives into Egypt with their gods and their princes and their precious vessels of silver and of gold, and he shall continue more years than the king of the north. So the king of the south shall come into his kingdom and shall return into his own land. Brothers and sisters, this happened years before it happened, but this is a true record of the sedition that took place in Egypt while he was conquering the Syrians. So he had to come back, but when he came back, he brought back slaves. But it's so interesting, he brought back gods. And 300 years before, some of the gods of Egypt, okay, had been taken during the time of Cambyses. Okay, and he brought them back. And when he brought them back, they named him Ptolemy. Let me get the right word, brothers and sisters. Eugertes. Okay, that was his name. They gave him that surname because Eugertes means benefactor. They were so happy that he had brought their gods back that they put the benefactor title up on Ptolemy. So he continued there. He came back to Egypt, and he continued there longer than the king of the north. Brothers and sisters, this was done centuries before it actually happened. God is God. He shows us, and this is the best record we have of the time between Malachi and Matthew, my brothers and sisters. Daniel 11, and very few people know about these details in Daniel 11. Power, passion, and revenge. Treat people right. Now, one thing I want to end with before we let you go is this tendency that a conqueror would have to take the gods of the conquered back to his place. And let me tell you something. What that shows us is that we need to be careful how we act, because how we act is a reflection of our God, okay? It's a reflection of our God. In other words, that's how man thinks, okay? If I conquer you, I'm going to take your gods back because maybe your gods aren't as strong as my God, okay? So how we act, friends, and how we fight the battle is a reflection on God. So if you fight the battle the way the Democrats and Republicans fighting, just you're arguing with your enemy, you know, arguing about the Bible, arguing about this and about that, that's a reflection of God, friend. You can't do that. God doesn't need you to argue and fuss and fight for him. He can fight for himself. And so we need to recognize that we represent God, and everything we do is a reflection of God. How we worship is a reflection of God, brothers and sisters. God is not a God of confusion. That's why he wants us to worship him with the word in the English language, because it's a reflection of him. Everything we do reflects upon him. He's not a God who wants us to die of hypertension, diseases that come from hypertension and diabetes and arthritis and cancer. So how we eat is a reflection of God, brothers and sisters. He doesn't want people to be having their homes all messed up and divorces happen left and right. So how you carry yourself and dress is a reflection of God, brothers and sisters. And we need to recognize that we are ambassadors for God. So act like it, dress like it, look like it, talk like it. You're a prince and a princess. You know, sometimes I'll refer to a brother, hey, prince of the Most High, or to a woman, princess of the Most High. And sometimes y'all get a little shocked. But that's because maybe you're not focusing on who you are. You're a prince of the Most High. You're a princess of the Most High. High. I didn't say more high. I said of the Most High. You've got to carry yourself like that, because who you are and how you act reflects upon your God. Now, you'll remember there was a story of when Israel, out of their apostasy, God let them be taken. And I forgot what it was, but I think they brought either the Ten Commandments or the Ark into the temple of their God. Their God was Dagon. And when they brought their Ark and set it in front of Dagon, as though Dagon is overlooking their God, so I'm bare, they came back the next morning, and Dagon had fallen over. They said, whoa, what's this? So they put Dagon back up, came back the next day. Dagon had his cement head cut off, and his hands cut off, and his feet cut off, I think. Definitely hands and head. And then all of a sudden, stuff started happening. Now, this is to show you how crazy false religion is. Dagon was a huge hemorrhoid. They worshipped hemorrhoids. And so you know what God did? He allowed them to have a plague of hemorrhoids. Brothers and sisters, y'all better stop worshipping hemorrhoids. Come on now. They worshipped hemorrhoids. And so they believed that these diseases that came upon them were, you know, whatever, from the false gods. And so they made gods of hemorrhoids and stuff like that. That's why worshiping the true God is a blessing. I'm not going to be worshiping a piece of rock shaped like a hemorrhoid. Can you say amen? I mean, it could be shaped like anything but a hemorrhoid. Come on, y'all. That shows you how crazy false religion is. False religion is crazy. It's a crazy thing to kill Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be Jew.
a Jew because they killed Jesus Christ. That's crazy. It's crazy to believe that it's better to die in battle. It's more honor to die in battle than to live and take care of your family. That's why I'm not going to be part of Islam, because that's what they believe, brothers and sisters. And it's in the Quran. So I just love the God I serve. Oh, the God I serve. His love is such as mentioned in this song. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. That was Adam and Eve. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When hoary times shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angel song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky a parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints. Angel song. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if you don't serve God, I just feel sorry for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the word of God. We thank you for these stories of anger, passion, and revenge to remind us that we represent the God that we serve. And since we don't serve the God of anger, passion, and revenge, for vengeance is yours, and you are a great God, that we must represent you at all times in how we worship, and how we pray, and how we do all that we do. Father, we have to represent you aright. Help us, please. We need you in how we eat, how we dress. It's not legalism, Father. We are to remember we are your ambassador, and we must represent you aright. Thank you very much for this message. As we come back and talk about all the hype and hypertension, we ask that you would bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll take a break and get right into our torso song, and we'll be back after a little while to talk about hypertension.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom. learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to the north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vows.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. 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 There's a condition, brothers and sisters, called hypertension, and it's often referred to as the silent killer. The hypertension is not what is not the killer; it's what it does to the body. And so, because you can have hypertension, and it can lead to a lot of different conditions. If your blood pressure is elevated, glaucoma is really elevation of blood pressure in the eye. You have conditions such as aneurysms, where so much pressure that the integrity of the vessel gets compromised and it starts ballooning out. That can be fatal. Of course, the pressure often rises, and because of clogged arteries, and that's leading to things like heart attacks. But it's also leading to things like, poor circulation. It's all associated. It's a symptom to let you know, hey, blood is not flowing normally here, and it's getting clogged up. And so many conditions are preceded by hypertension. So God has given us in holistic biblical wellness a plan, not only a plan, but an understanding of disease that is superior to any understanding. And I'm just going to show you all on Facebook a picture of our textbook, the page of the textbook that explains this disease. And you can see here down at the bottom, and it actually says, the body senses that the five needs of the cells are not adequately met. So what are the five needs of the cell? The five needs of the cell are oxygen, water, nutrition, waste elimination, and a defense system, okay? That's our immune system. So what are they again? Oxygen, water, nutrients, waste elimination, and a defense system. So when the body says, hey, we're not getting enough water, we're not getting enough oxygen, when the cells sense that they're not getting their waste eliminated efficiently and their immune system is deficient in protecting them, the body sends messages, okay? Because guess what? The life of the flesh is in the blood. So since the life of the flesh is in the blood, it's the blood that supplies the five needs. So it's the blood that brings the oxygen to the cells, the blood that brings the water to the cells, the blood that brings the nutrition to the cells, the blood, it's white blood cells that defend against invaders. And, of course, we have oxygen, water. It's the blood that takes the waste away from the cells. So that's your five there, okay? And so what actually happens, brothers and sisters, is that your pressure will eventually rise. But we're going to walk you through five different scenarios, and that's where you see here in our flow chart. We have a special learning system called Torso Flow, and in this flow chart, we actually show you. So the cells sense that they're not getting the nutrients, and in phase number one, this is what can happen. One thing that can happen is the blood vessels become partially blocked due to plaque and cholesterol that comes from eating the flesh of dead animals. It comes from eating a lot of dairy and sugar and all those types of things. The blood vessels become partially clogged. And then as you follow the flow chart, the cells are deprived, and therefore it raises the blood pressure to supply the lack. So that's where you have it. That's how you follow that pathway toward hypertension. So some of us are hypertensive because we just have clogged arteries, and the live-free lifestyle will help us unclog them. The next category says the blood vessels become constricted due to excessive stress. Yes, right. That's right, my friends. When you're all stressed out, the body uses stress as your fight or flight, and so you actually constrict those blood vessels because that's what happens when you have adrenaline for stress, because the body senses that you're going to have to, it's not trying to save you from a heart attack. It's trying to save you from a saber-toothed tiger. It doesn't know why you're all stressed out. Sometimes we're all stressed out because of reality, and sometimes we're all stressed out because of our own imagination and lack of faith. But nonetheless, when we get all stressed out, the body says, hey, fight or flight. So it's not trying to preserve you from a heart attack or stroke. It's trying to give you it's trying to increase that pressure so you can have more blood to fight or flee. And so it's going to increase the blood pressure so you have more blood in your limbs to fight or flee. Okay? But when the blood vessels become constricted, due to excessive stress, and then it's just trying to send all this to the arms and legs, cells in other parts of the body become deprived, and therefore signals come to raise the blood pressure to get more blood. The third item, the blood volume increases due to excessive sodium in the blood. Lots of salt, lots of dairy, which is high in salt, you know, a lot of canned foods and things of this nature, high in sodium. It's watering down your blood. And so because it's all watered down, the key components aren't getting into where they need to get in adequate amounts. So the cells are deprived, and the body gets signals to raise the blood pressure. The fourth element, the fourth phase or pathway, is the blood becomes filled with toxins that crowd out the essentials. Just eating toxic food, the blood has to take those toxins. So they can crowd out some of the oxygen, crowd out some of the nutrients, crowd out some of the water. And so the cells become deprived. Signals are given to raise the blood pressure. And finally, the blood vessels get much longer than they ought to be because of excessive fat. In our school, we actually shared with you all what a pound of fat looks like. We shared 5 pounds of fat. I think a pound of fat looked like this, about 5 pounds of fat with a big blob like that. And so when you lose a pound, you've done a great thing. It showed you this is a pound of fat, you know. So brothers and sisters, we're talking about people who are obese, are overweight. So your pressure will be whenever you have 1 pound of fat added, it adds miles of blood vessels. So that means the blood has to travel longer and farther. The bottom line is, as you're too obese, then your cells will become deprived and signals come that raise your blood pressure. This is biblical wellness, holistic biblical wellness, and our understanding of hypertension. So the live-free lifestyle is the solution. Loving God, that gets rid of stress, including temperance, that gets rid of toxins that come from smoking, drinking, and other toxic substances. Vital water gives you plenty of good water to drink, to flush out toxins and give you what you need. Some of that excess sodium can get flushed out. And then we have eat healthy. Eat healthy, my friends, is a plant-based, whole food plant-based diet. You know, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables. We don't have to eat anything that had a face. And then you move on to free. Fresh air is the F in free. The R is rest, getting to bed on time. Did you enjoy that extra hour of sleep, brothers and sisters? Can we say amen? And then we have E for exercise. We need that daily. And then the final E is enjoy sunlight for the vitamin D that it brings and other elements too. So, friends, you can overcome hypertension if you live free, if you live. That's our topic for today. I hope you are blessed. It's time now for roll call. We have our dear friend in Tennessee. We've got representation there. We've got representation from Florida. And that's Sister Bernadette, Sister Rachel, Dr. Rachel. We have Sister Bernadette says good morning. We have Glorious from Virginia saying good morning to us. We've got Brother Peyton from North Carolina, Sister Angela of South Carolina. Brother Peyton says good morning to us. Sister Tanya from the great state of Michigan. We've got Tyvina, our niece from Michigan. We've got Alita from Virginia, good friend, grew up with her way back in the day, childhood friend there. We've got LaPlace, I think, I'm not sure, but I forgot where this individual is from. So I don't know if it's the husband or the wife, so that's why I say it that way. But I forgot what state there is. But anyway, reach out to me and let me know. Let's talk again. It's been a minute. And we got Sister Tuesday out of Virginia. God bless you. On the call, we have representation from South Carolina. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's actually Ohio. Then we have Ohio again. We have Pennsylvania, the great state of Pennsylvania. Amen. We don't often have people from Pennsylvania with us. We're in Pennsylvania. That's why I say that. We have Maryland on the line. We have Delaware again. I'd say of all that are well aware, Delaware is more well aware than others. We have three from Delaware, praise God. We have New Jersey. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have New York, I believe that is. We have, that's going to be New Jersey. Then we have Michigan again, and Georgia. God bless each one of you. I do see your names, by the way, on the call. And we just choose not to mention some people, you know, to maybe would prefer to be private. But if you're on Facebook, you know, people can see that you're on Facebook. So that's why we do it that way. Phone lines are open. If there's anything anybody wants to say, just go ahead and type it. As far as the phone lines go, and if you're interested, brothers and sisters, we'll be eventually putting this up. We've got some new things coming up. This is our one of our first tier level textbooks. It uses our torso flow system of flow chart learning, and people are learning for a fraction, in a fraction of the time, for a fraction of the cost, and even some of our students are listening, and they can say amen to that, and we'll be sharing testimonies from students. So our ministry is moving to be a ministry of education. We are here and called by God to exalt the holistic biblical wellness system of healing, like allopathy. That's what a medical doctor is. That's a system of healing. And it's not all bad. It's just not all good. Osteopathy, it's a system. Not all bad, not all good. Chiropractic, it's a system. It's not all bad. It's just not all good. The only one that's all good is biblical wellness, holistic biblical wellness. But the beautiful thing is anything good from any of those systems is holistic biblical wellness. A surgery properly done at the proper time is holistic biblical wellness, even if the person must have a license to perform it. It's still good. God performs surgery. Can we say amen, gentlemen? He performed surgery on us, and we got our wives. Praise God for that. Have mercy on us if we had to still be alone. All right, friends, let's go to the phone line, see if anybody. Yes, we've got Oklahoma on the line, our dear sister Wanda. Good morning, sister. Check your mute, sister. We can't hear you.
Thank you. I say good morning and praise God always. Thank you so much for the message, and God, we give God thanks for leading you to eat morning by morning. And so, you know, it was good. I was experiencing that last week with eye pressure, and I can tell my eyes was just hurting so bad, and I can just tell that it was such heavy pressure in my eyes. And, you know, I would have to sometimes just close them even while I was working or even driving one or the other. And you know, I knew that it was lack of water. That's one of the things, is that I definitely lack water. I'd be trying and wanting to get more water. But I was told, I had been told some years ago, I don't go to the doctor often at all. It's like very, very, very far in between. And many years ago when I went, they did say about my LDL was high. And then when I went a couple of years ago, which was the last time I went, you know, they said the same things. But I've been a vegetarian for over 25 years, but plant-based maybe about 4 years or something like that. So, I mean, I'm not sure why I still would have the LDL. I really don't even plan to go to the doctor anymore. I really don't. I pray that I don't need to. But I am just, I mean, how would you know, though, if you know, if it's at a, and one more thing, I'm sorry not to take up a lot of time, but also during that process, I was still, I can tell like blood vessels, it felt like in my brain, in my head or something like that was being constricted. And all I would say is, Lord, please have mercy, have mercy. I would just plead for God's mercy. You know, that's my defense, you know, my go-to, you know, rather than running to the doctors, I call on Jesus and just ask for his mercies. And he knows what all that means when I'm praying for mercy. So, and, you know, he did, you know. But how would you know if it is still high and raising even higher, or if it's doing better if you don't go to the doctor?
Okay, so to answer your question directly, I can't speak for every state, but the states I have lived in, you can go to labs and get your own lab work. Okay, now, some labs will require a doctor's order, but for example,
I know of a company called AnyLabTest.com. If they're in your state or some company like that that could be their competitor, you can go the test you would want would be lipids. I always get a CBC, a CMP, and with lipids. That's your complete blood count, comprehensive metabolic profile with lipids. And it just gives you, I mean, those are tests that any doctor or any practitioner is going to run when you walk in. It's just standard stuff. It's going to give you a little snapshot of how your organs are working. If there's some problems that are looming in certain areas, it's just going to show basic things. And so, but if you add lipids to that, and I would think that, you know, Oklahoma, I would imagine, would have some kind of that. Also, you can find that some of the urgent care, to make a little extra money, they'll do blood work and allow you to just come in and order blood work from urgent care. I did that in South Carolina. I just wanted to check some blood work of my own, and there was an urgent care type facility, and that was one of the things they offered was blood work, and they gave you the price, $25 for this test, $30 for that test. They drew the blood and, got back with me regarding my results. Might even find a reasonable doctor in your area that you're comfortable with. I understand why people don't want to go to doctors. Most doctors, medical doctors, don't really understand natural healing and the desire for that. But there are some. There are some. But to answer the question directly, you would, if you needed to know, you would want to try to find a lab that would accept a walk-in or a person who didn't have a doctor's order. Now, let me mention something to you. Yes, definitely get that water in, sis. But for those that tired eye issue, hexane-free castor oil in your eye, particularly at night, it will do a lot to just relax your eyes. It just heals. And also,
okay.
Go ahead.
No. Yes, I do want to say really quick on something, but you go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So what I want to say, too, is sometimes when you have the LDL issues, even as a plant-based person, whole food plant-based, we might not be eating enough fruits, vegetables, whole grains, but really, really make more raw food your plan. More fruits and vegetables. In other words, a person eating peanut butter is vegan. You know, you eat a whole bunch of peanut butter and bread and stuff like that, you can probably have a high LDL. I'm not saying you do. I'm just simply saying just make sure. And also, you might have been going through a lot of stress. You can have a high LDL just because of stress. But think about it. If you ate the way the world ate and you had that stress, you'd probably not be here right now. So let's make sure everything we have is given over to God. And, he'll bless. But you had something you were going to share.
Really quick, because I did leave out this also important thing that I was told many years ago, and I have not been to the eye doctor in years, and that is that I have early, glaucoma, not cataracts, but glaucoma. And I do have to wear, I don't even have prescribed glasses. I have those reader glasses that I use for my basically everyday use most of the time. I don't have them on all the time, but a lot of times my eyes is just so horrible. So, yes, I will be trying that that hexane castor oil in my eye. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hexane-free castor oil. It does wonders. It does wonders. So, you could put it on twice a day, but definitely when you go to bed, right before you go to bed, because then you just keep your eyes closed. The beautiful thing about castor oil is that of the eye treatment, because sometimes we use honey, particularly Manuka honey, we use cataracts, we use lemon, strained, make sure there's no pulp in it, but those do burn some. But castor oil is cool, it's smooth, it's soothing to the eye. Now, I had one person tell me that they use their finger and they rubbed it on. Don't do that, because you're going to get that friction from your finger and it's going to make it. You just want to, even if you have to put it in a little bottle, little dropper or something like that. I usually use even some of those travel containers that you get out of Walmart. When you have to travel, your stuff has to be in a Ziploc bag. So they'll give you like four containers. You can put your liquid soap and your conditioner and all that kind of stuff in there.
they usually have a little small hole in there. So if you put your castor oil in there, you just look up and, you know, have the castor oil just drop right in your eye. And then your eye will just naturally close, and that's it. You do the other eye, kind of squint to make it to bed, and that's life for you. But
thank
it will
you.
Make you feel better. You're welcome, sis. Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. We're going to go to somebody else that you might know. All right, my dear sister Shirley, God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor, and to my, and everyone, and to my sister Wanda. Yes, last night I was going through my file cabinet, and I discovered that this cyst that the doctors found on my pancreas, I've had for almost 20 years, and I was shocked. And at this late date, I'm wondering how far or how long can I go, because I'm supposed to go to the hospital on the 9th for the doctor to do whatever he need to do with it. My thinking or my curiosity is what, I don't know which way I would go or which way it would send me as I go. If this cyst is that old, can it become worse, or would it get better, or as they remove it? I don't, my mind is kind of really tossed right now.
Sure. Well, of course, you know, you have to ask God what to do, and we can't give you particularly specific medical advice, but we can tell you what we would do if it was us. You know, I would look at questions like, what is this cyst actually doing? Is it really, like you said, you've had it for 20 years. Is it really affecting my quality of life, or is it just that when they did a scan, they saw it? You know, and you don't have to answer on the phone. I'm just making a point to say these would be questions I would be asking myself. I would be praying about it. It sounds like, you have it. It's a cyst, so if it's confirmed to be a cyst, that's a whole lot better than a tumor, you know, particularly in the pancreas. And I will say this, that, and you may or may not be in a position to do so right now, but a juice fast, a cleanse, a fast will often reduce cysts and get rid of them. And so, you know, we can talk some more. And I know you're going through some things, you're improving, and there's some challenges that you still have. I would look at what are they trying to do? What do they want to do? Are they trying to do something very invasive? See, all these are questions that you have to find the answers to, and then it will help you make a decision. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing that can substitute for prayer for God to guide you.
Amen. Thank you. And God, I have been doing.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. All right, friends, right at the top of the hour, thank you all for joining us. And we pray that you all did enjoy a little extra sleep at this point. Going to get darker early, so keep that in mind, particularly on preparation day. You want to get that preparation started even before Friday, because you're going to lose some time in getting things ready before the Sabbath. So that being said, we look forward to meeting back with some of you in our course, in our class, where we'll be talking about the urinary system. And also, if you missed the sermon, we'll be uploading that. And the course that has the physiology from the Bible topics, that's a free course. And you can, at this time, go to TorsoFlow, T-O-R-S-O-E, flow.org, and enroll to watch those messages that you might miss on Sabbath. All right, before we go, we're going to take Sister Donna, and then we'll wrap it up. Good morning, sis.
Good morning, good morning. I just have a question real quick about the classes that you're doing. And I know that you do the a sermon on Zoom before the class. Now, I know your Zoom sermons are online, are on YouTube. Is the other stuff on YouTube as well, or do we have to go to the website for it? Thank you.
You're welcome. At this time, we haven't put the sermons from Science on YouTube. They're on the website at this time. The messages are on Zoom, but they would eventually be on our website and on YouTube. We're in a transitionary period where we're really trying to figure out a efficient way of getting as many people to be able to see the things that they need to see. So when we're finished with this, like right now, even when we preach our sermon, there is a way that it could be preached directly on YouTube. We haven't gotten there yet, but we're really close. So we just haven't gotten there yet, but eventually all our sermons will be on YouTube. But the specific ones on, and actually the specific ones on the body, it wouldn't be a problem to put those on YouTube either. But right now our goal is to, because we're doing it specially for the students, is to actually put them in the course. But it's a free course, so anybody can log in and you'll just see each system and the sermon for each system. So yesterday we talked about balance, and we covered a lot of different subjects because we sometimes are imbalanced in our worship, sometimes imbalanced in our doctrine, sometimes imbalanced in our health. So, you know, you definitely want to look at that when it deals with fanaticism in different features of fanaticism that we may or may not realize that we're involved in. So that's my answer, sis. Right now it's in the course, but we'll have to plan and see. But as a general rule, once we finish this transition period, which should be before this year is out, our sermon should also be on YouTube automatically.
All right, thanks, and God bless.
God bless you too. All right, friends, it's time to close out. I don't know if my wife, she's listening, but I don't know if she's available to have our prayer at this time and to close out. If she is, I will invite her to do so. If not, I will. Let's give her a moment to see if she's available. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship, and we ask that we will continue to allow your spirit to help us to study these things out with more clarity, interpretation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we pray that you would bless everyone in a special way as we are all seeking to improve our health and to be able to be co-laborers with you in these last days. We ask that you will give us the strength that we need and heal us, Lord, spiritually, mentally, and physically. We pray that you will continue to answer those silent petitions that each of us have, as we know that you are God who works everything out in accordance with your perfect will and according with your perfect timing. All things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Beloved.